Pray right now for Nacogdoches area. And would you pray that God would use you? Lord, we love and we thank you for your truth. Thank you for your blessings.
Gracias por tus bendiciones, oh Jesús.
We ask you to minister through our lives.
God,
help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to be the light to this area.
Ayúdanos a ser la luz de esta área.
And let your glory lead people in the way of your truth.
Y que tu gloria nos guíe hacia ellos.
In Jesus' name.
En tu nombre, Jesús.
Amen. The 16th of November.
Noviembre 16.
Brother Nick Albritton will be with us in service.
El hermano Nick estará con nosotros en el servicio.
That's a Sunday, all the way to the next Sunday. They will be with us.
Eso será el domingo hasta el próximo domingo.
We're beginning a new month.
Empezamos un nuevo mes.
And I want you to join with me the month of November.
Y quiero que se una conmigo en este nuevo mes de noviembre.
Would you take a day?
¿Se puede tomar un día?
One day.
Solo un día.
And would you fast with me?
¿Se puede ayunar conmigo?
Amen. And I don't have a calendar in front of me right now, but
no tengo un calendario aquí ahora, pero
November the 1st through the 15th, 15 days.
El noviembre primero hasta el 15.
Amen. Somebody, you get a calendar real quick. We're going to do this impromptu, but it's going to work. Amen. What's the first day of November?
¿Cuál es el primer día de noviembre?
Saturday.
Sábado.
Who is bold enough to take that first day and say, Pastor,
¿quién tomará ese primer día? Y dirá, Pastor,
Brother Colton,
yo voy a ayunar.
Murray. Amen. Second is on a Sunday. Sundays are hard to fast on.
Un domingo es difícil.
But I need somebody. There's a warrior, Sister Roten. Thank you, Sister Mahala. The 3rd of November is a Monday.
El 3 de noviembre.
Amen. All right. What about the 4th on the Tuesday? He said, Pastor, that Tuesday is going to be mine. Amen. Thank you, Abigail. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Bobcat. Amen. What about the 4th on the Wednesday? I need a Wednesday faster. Thank you, sis. Amen. The 5th on a Thursday. Okay, we have some. Amen. 6th on a Friday. Friday's hard to fast on, but I need a warrior. Amen. He's back here. Saturday, very tough, but that's okay. Saturday the 7th, what I understand, yes. 8th on a Sunday. Sunday the 8th is another tough day, but I need a warrior. I need a warrior on the 8th. Amen. All right. Thank you, brother. The 9th on a Monday. Thank you. Amen. 10th, Tuesday. Amen. Thank you, sister. The 11th on a Wednesday. Thank you. The 12th on a Thursday. The 13th on a Friday. Friday the 13th. Who's going to hit it? Amen. I need a warrior for 13th of November. Thank you. The 14th. That should be what? A Saturday? No, a Friday. That's a Friday. I'm sorry. I'm a day. Friday the 14th. I'm sorry. 14th on a Friday. Did I mess you up, Brother Neil? 14th, Sister Tina, Brother Martin. And the 15th on a Saturday would be the last day. Thank you. Anybody else? 15th. Yes. Amen. You know which day you pick. Amen. I want you to pray for souls right now. That God would use you.
Pero por las almas ahora.
God will help you to reach to some. How many is going to help me bring somebody to church?
¿Cuánto me ayudará a traer a alguien aquí a la iglesia?
We've got more than 15 days to do it.
Tenemos más de 15 días para hacerlo.
I want you to help me. Amen. That God, on that Sunday morning, that we would bring people to the house of the Lord.
Quiero que me ayuden que cuando traigamos gente a la casa del Señor ese domingo en la mañana.
You will have a flyer. There will be a digital flyer as well as physical flyers made this week.
Tendrá un panfleto para darles, ya sea digital o físico.
The hour demands our best.
La hora demanda lo mejor de nosotros.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want you to pray for you. Would you pray for
you
right now, Lord? Help me. God, help me right now, Lord. I pray, God, that you would help me, oh Lord Jesus, that I could be used for you in this desperate hour. God, instrumental, let me be, God, for the sake of souls. I trust you and I believe you tonight, Lord, that your will would be done. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to Joshua, the 24th chapter tonight.
Vamos a Josué, capítulo 24.
Joshua 24, 14 and 15.
El del 14 al 15.
The book of Joshua in the New Old Testament. Joshua chapter 24, 14 and 15.
Josué 24, del versículo 14 al 15.
Joshua said in 24:14, "Now therefore fear the Lord.
Ahora pues, temed a Jehová.
And serve him in sincerity and in truth.
Y servirle con integridad y en verdad.
And put away the gods.
Y quitad entre de vosotros los dioses.
Which your fathers served on the other side of the flood.
A los cuales sirvieron vuestros padres al otro lado del río.
And in Egypt.
Y en Egipto.
And serve ye the Lord.
Y servid a Jehová."
Verse 15.
Verso 15.
"And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord,
y si mal os parece servir a Jehová,
choose you this day whom ye will serve.
Escogeos hoy a quien sirváis.
Whether the gods which your fathers served,
si a los dioses a quienes sirvieron vuestros padres,
that was on the other side of the flood,
cuando estuvieron al otro lado del río,
or the god of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell,
o a los dioses de los amorreos en cuya tierra habitáis.
But as for me and my house,
pero yo y mi casa,
we will serve the Lord.
Serviremos a Jehová."
Amen. Can you say it with me tonight? We will serve the Lord.
Vamos a servir a Jehová.
Amen. Would you look at somebody else and tell them, "We will serve the Lord"?
Dígale a su vecino y dígale, vamos a servir a Jehová.
I want you to make it a declaration tonight. We will serve the Lord.
Vamos a servir a Jehová.
I need those on this section to shout it to the section on the other side.
Necesito que todo lo que de aquí grite lo mismo.
These on this side, declare it over here.
Declare ese lado del otro.
In the middle, would you declare it? All three sections, declare it.
Todas las tres secciones ahora.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Woo. We will serve the Lord.
Vamos a servir al Señor.
We will serve the Lord.
Vamos a servir al Señor.
Oh, shout to God tonight with a voice of triumph.
Grítele al Señor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Tonight.
Esta noche.
Up the road is a restaurant called Raising Cane's.
En el camino hay un restaurante llamado Cane's.
Todd Graves was the founder.
Y el fundador fue el hombre que mencionó.
And he made up his mind that I'm going to open a restaurant.
Y declaró en su mente que dijo que voy a abrir un restaurante.
The banks would not give him any money.
El banco no le iba a dar nada de dinero.
So he went to work in Alaska.
Así que fue a trabajar a Alaska.
On a fishing boat.
En un bote de pescadero.
And he said, "I'm going to make all the money I can.
Y voy a reunir todo el dinero que necesito.
And come back to the bank.
Y volver al banco.
And say, 'Look, I worked because I want to open a restaurant.'"
Y decirles, "Mire, yo trabajé porque necesito abrir este restaurante."
They saw the determination of this man.
Vieron la determinación de este hombre.
And whenever he went to the bank, he said this.
Y cuando fue al banco, esto dijo.
"This is my declaration.
Esta es mi declaración.
I will open a restaurant.
Voy a abrir un restaurante.
That has the best chicken tenders there is.
Que tenga el mejor pollo que haya existido."
And he told the bank that.
Y le dijo a los del banco que.
And because of his declaration.
Que por su declaración.
They gave a loan to him.
Le dieron lo que necesitaba.
As a result,
como el resultado,
Raising Cane's is number two right behind Chick-fil-A.
Cane's ahora es número dos.
In producing chicken in America for as a restaurant.
En producir la mayor cantidad de pollo aquí en América.
It was all because even of a declaration.
Todo esto fue por una declaración.
Joshua said, "For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord."
Josué lo dijo, "Yo y mi casa serviremos a Jehová."
A people without a declaration.
Y gente sin una declaración.
Is a people that's going to lose out.
Son personas que se pierden lamentablemente.
I'm thankful that the founding fathers of America.
Yo agradezco que los padres anteriores que fundaron América.
They look at England and they said, We don't want to serve you no longer.
Miraron a Inglaterra y dijeron, no los vamos a servir más.
And they formed a declaration of independence.
Hicieron una declaración de independencia.
And today I want to tell the world.
Y hoy quiero decirle al mundo.
I make a declaration of independence.
Voy a dar una declaración de independencia.
I don't belong to sin.
No pertenezco al pecado.
I don't belong to hell.
No pertenezco al infierno.
I don't belong to bondage.
No pertenezco a esa atadura.
I belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Al Rey de Reyes, el Señor
de Señores. The mighty God.
Al Dios Todopoderoso.
The everlasting Father.
El Dios
and the Prince of Peace.
El Príncipe de Paz.
You ought to give the Lord praise and a shout tonight for the victory. Dale
alabanza al Señor Jesús.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight I want to just declare something in this place.
Esta noche quiero declarar algo en este lugar.
You are making a declaration.
Tú estás haciendo una declaración.
Whether you speak or not.
Ya sea que hables o no.
By the way you live your life.
Por cómo vives tu vida.
Your life is a loud statement.
Tu vida es una declaración fuerte.
That declares your values.
Que declara tus valores.
It declares your convictions.
Declara tus convicciones.
It declares your boundaries.
Declara tus límites.
It declares what you honor.
Declara lo que tú honras.
It declares what you joy in.
Declara lo que tú tienes felicidad.
And declares what you prefer in life.
Y declara lo que tú prefieres en la vida.
Joshua said, "You can make your choice."
Puedes tomar tu decisión.
But my choice, I'm going to serve God.
Pero por mi decisión voy a servir al Señor.
Daniel, the first chapter, verse 8, Daniel, purpose in his heart.
Daniel, capítulo 1, verso 8.
He said, I purpose in my heart that God's going to be my God.
Puso en su corazón de que Dios iba a ser su Dios.
I'm not going to drown in subjection to this world.
No me voy a sujetar a lo que el mundo dice.
But I'm going to live by my conviction.
Voy a vivir por mis convicciones.
In Ruth, the first chapter, verse 16.
En Ruth, capítulo 1, verso 16.
When Ruth had a choice to go back to her family and to her gods.
Cuando Ruth tuvo la decisión de volver con su familia y su Dios.
Made a declaration.
Ruth hizo una declaración.
She said, "Entreat me not to leave you. Don't ask me to leave you."
Dijo, no me pidas que me vaya.
Your God's going to be my God.
Tu Dios va a ser mi Dios.
Hallelujah! Are you thankful tonight to know who you serve?
¿Está agradecido saber que a quién sirve?
Oh, I want you to tell the Lord tonight, God, you're my God.
Quiero que le diga al Señor, Dios, tú eres mi Dios.
Somebody needs to declare it, God, you're my God.
Alguien tiene que declararlo, Dios.
You need to look at somebody and say, He's my God.
Hay que decirle al lado, Dios es mi Dios.
The only God is my God.
El único Dios es mi Dios.
Devil, you're not. Not my God.
Diablo, tú eres, no eres mi Dios.
Sin, you're not my God.
Pecado, no es mi Dios.
Self, you're not my God.
El pecado,
God,
no es
you're
mi Dios.
My God.
Dios,
hallelujah. I need somebody to stand and just shout, God, you're my God.
Quiero que se ponga de pie y diga, Señor, tú eres mi Dios.
I need somebody to declare, God, you're my God.
Quiero que declare que Dios es mi Dios.
Woo. Amen. However,
sin embargo,
the way you live, you're declaring something. There's a lot of people declare that God is their God.
Para que tú demuestres cómo vives tu vida declarando.
Their life shows something else.
Pero su vida es otra cosa.
One of the saddest things I find in our generation.
Una de las cosas más tristes que veo en nuestra generación.
There are people that wear crosses.
Que hay gente que lleva cruces.
There are people that get tattooed crosses.
Que se tatúan cruces.
There's people that have crosses on their walls.
Que tienen cruces en sus murallas.
Crosses hanging from their mirrors.
En sus espejos.
Crosses from their necks.
En sus cuellos.
And they want to proclaim they're a Christian.
Y quieren proclamar que son cristianos.
But their life shows something else.
Pero su vida es algo más.
A cross doesn't make you a Christian.
Una cruz no te hace cristiano.
In fact, a cross does not even really is a Christian sign.
Y realmente la cruz no es un símbolo de cristianismo.
Because where I grew up, and even in Africa and Jamaica, crosses is what witches use.
Y lo que
voodoo witches use them.
Donde yo crecí, la cruz es algo más.
They kiss the cross and they begin to pass curses on the people.
Sino que besan la cruz y empiezan a dar
maldiciones
a la gente.
That cross is not the power.
Pero esa cruz no es el poder.
That symbol's not the power.
El símbolo no es el poder.
But a life that lives for Jesus Christ.
Pero esa vida que tú vives con Jesucristo, ese es el poder.
I come to tell somebody, the way you live is your declaration.
Tengo que decirle que la forma en que tú vives, esa es tu declaración.
God wants somebody to live for him.
Dios quiere a alguien que viva.
Amen. Como, there's an old song when I was a kid.
Había una canción antigua cuando yo era niño.
It says, "I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by."
Que dice, yo me voy a poner muy para today, y dejar el mundo atrás.
Today in this house, how many wants that declaration in your life? I'm going to stand for Jesus. Let the world do their thing.
Amen. I'm going to live.
I've made up my mind.
Yo ya declaré en mi mente.
And I'm going to do for Jesus Christ.
Yo voy a vivir mi vida por Jesús.
So not everything that says it.
No todo lo que lo dice.
Not everything that proclaims it with their mouth.
No todo lo que se proclama con los labios.
Really lives it.
Realmente lo vive.
But the most powerful declaration.
Pero la declaración más poderosa.
Is when somebody lives for God.
Es cuando alguien vive para Dios.
Amen. Even in silence, your life speaks.
Incluso en silencio, tu vida habla.
What you honor, pursue, and tolerate.
Cuando tú persigues y tú prosperas, eso es lo que
you're going to declare with your value.
Vas a declarar con tus valores.
You know, people may not read your Bible.
Quizá la gente no lea tu Biblia.
But they'll read your life.
Pero leen tu vida.
You're probably the only Bible somebody's going to read.
Probablemente tú seas la única Biblia que la gente leerá.
That's the reason why we have to have the Word of God in our life.
Por eso tenemos que tener la palabra de Dios en nuestras vidas.
I can't afford just to come and hear somebody preach it.
No puedo solamente esperar y escuchar la palabra.
I got to do more than say amen.
Tengo que hacer algo más que decir amén.
But my life must be an amen.
Pero que tengo que hacer que mi vida sea el amén.
And I need some amens in the house tonight.
Alguien tiene que hacer eso.
Amen. Your life should be a big amen.
Tu vida debe ser un gran amen.
Amen. And God is looking for somebody to make up their mind and serve Him.
Y Dios está buscando a alguien que declare.
You know, a lack of boundaries.
¿Sabe lo que se ve como una vida sin límites?
Means a lack of settled values.
Es una vida sin valores.
Boundaries are not burdens.
Los límites no son creencias.
But they're
no son cargas.
Yes, but they're fences which keeps the blessings in.
Sino que son las cercas que mantienen la bendición adentro.
When you tell somebody I don't do that, that's not being judgmental.
Cuando tú le dices a alguien que yo no hago eso, no es porque estás juzgando.
It means you're making a declaration.
Sino que estás haciendo una declaración.
When you say no to something,
cuando le dices no a algo,
it don't mean that you're mean or you're some kind of judgmental type of person. It means you're taking a stand for what is right.
Cuando dices que no, no es que estás juzgando, estás siendo mejor, sino que estás declarando algo, declarando un límite.
God is looking for a people that know how to say no.
Dios está buscando a la gente que sabe decir no.
God is looking for somebody that knows how to draw a line in the sand.
Dios está buscando a la gente que ponga una línea en la arena.
This is a boundary I don't cross with my life.
Que digan, esta es un límite, esta es una línea que no voy a cruzar.
I don't go there, I don't do that.
No hago eso ni voy para allá.
Because if it offends God, it offends me.
Porque si ofende a Dios, me ofende a mí.
God is looking for people with their life to make a declaration.
Dios está buscando a la gente que declare en su vida.
Instead of being timid or intimidated by the world.
Que no sea intimidado por el mundo.
That would stand up and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to bow. Three Hebrew children in the midst of intimidating time.
Tres hijos hebreos en tiempos de intimidación.
Made up their mind, we won't bow.
Ya tuvieron la determinación en su mente que no lo iban a hacer.
Way before it all happened in public.
Mucho antes que pasara en público.
They had already resolved the issue in private.
Ya tenían declarado.
God is looking for somebody tonight to resolve the issue in their life, even deep inside, before you have to go public and say, God, I'm going to live for you, I'm going to be for you, and I'm going to walk with you.
Antes que vayas a lo público, tienes que declarar y determinar en tu corazón.
My question tonight.
Para Dios. Y mi pregunta es ahora.
What is your declaration?
¿Cuál es tu declaración?
God is looking for somebody that has a declaration tonight.
Dios está buscando a alguien que tenga una declaración ahora.
My God wants somebody to make a bold stand with their lifestyle.
Dios está buscando a alguien que esté fuerte y determinado a vivir su vida como Dios.
You know, a lighthouse doesn't argue with the darkness.
Un faro de luz no argumenta con la oscuridad.
It just declares light.
Solo declara luz.
It just shines.
Solo brilla.
And a consistent life declares God.
Y una vida consistente declara a Dios
without constant need in justification or defense.
Sin necesidad de constante defensa o justificación.
God is looking for somebody just to let their light shine.
Dios está buscando a alguien que brille su luz dentro de él.
Even when people tempt you, even when people get on your nerves.
Incluso cuando la gente te empieza a tentar o ponerte en contra de ti.
God wants somebody just to keep on shining His glory out.
Dios quiere a alguien que siga brillando en su gloria.
A lighthouse may be pretty.
Un faro de luz quizás no sea bonito.
It may be a beautiful structure in the daylight.
Quizás sea bonito.
But the wonders of a lighthouse.
Pero las maravillas del faro de luz.
It's when somebody's in a storm.
Y cuando alguien está en la tormenta.
Somebody's ship is rocked to and fro.
Y cuando la nave está por.
And the light is working.
Y cuando la luz funciona.
And the beauty of a church.
Y la hermosura de la iglesia.
It's really shown when you go through a trial.
Se muestra cuando vas a través
de la prueba. Individually go through a storm.
Y cuando pasas la tormenta.
And the world looks at you.
Y el mundo te mira.
Will the light be working tomorrow?
La luz seguirá trabajando mañana.
But the true the declaration and the testimony of your declaration.
Pero, y eso declarará el testimonio de tu vida.
It's the next day you're still living for God.
Que al siguiente día
your light's still on. You're still in love with Jesus Christ. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. That God will take you through the storm.
Que Dios va a sacarte de esa tormenta.
Woo! Hallelujah. So many times I question life circumstances.
Muchas veces me cuestiono las circunstancias de la vida.
Or even question things I could not understand.
O cuestiono cosas que pasan.
Even in times of trials.
Incluso en tiempos de prueba.
Weakness blurred my vision.
La debilidad nubla mi vista.
And my frustration gets out of hand.
Y mi frustración empieza a salirse.
But I'm reminded.
Pero me recuerdo.
I've never been forsaken.
Nunca olvidaré.
I never had to stand alone.
Nunca estoy solo.
And as I look at the victories.
Y miro las victorias pasadas.
The spirit rises up in me.
Y el espíritu empieza a surgir
that
en mi interior.
Through the fire, my weakness is made strong.
Mis debilidades se hacen fuertes.
God never promised
Dios nunca prometió
that the cross would get heavy,
que la cruz se haría más pesada,
and the hill would not be hard to climb,
y que la salvación sería fácil.
But He has given us a victory tonight.
Pero él nos está dando una victoria.
That He's going to be with us.
Que él va a estar con nosotros.
I need somebody to make that declaration tonight.
Y necesito que alguien lo ponga en su mente.
God, I'm going to hang on to you.
Decir,
I'm going to keep on keeping on.
Voy a continuar.
I'm going to keep on marching.
Voy a continuar
marchando.
Amen.
Victory belongs to me tonight. Oh, you want to clap your hands? Amen. Make a declaration, God. I'm not bailing out. I'm not jumping out. I'm not getting out. I'm not bowing out.
Y no me voy a salir de la declaración de Dios.
Oh, I need somebody to stand to their feet and just shout to God tonight.
Se ponga de pie,
oh, you want to lift your voice and say, God, I'm on your side. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to be for you.
Voy a vivir para ti. Voy a hacer todo lo que me pidas, oh Señor Jesús.
Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. A lady bought a parrot.
Una mujer compró un perico.
The pet store promised this bird talks a lot.
Este pájaro habla bastante.
And after 3 days, the bird said nothing, not even a word.
Y durante 3 días, este pájaro no dijo nada.
She went back to the store.
Volvió a la tienda.
And she began to complain. You said the bird talked.
Y se empezó a quejar porque les dijo, oye,
this
se supone que tiene que hablar.
Has not said a thing.
Y este pájaro no ha hablado para nada.
The clerk said, well, maybe, ma'am, this parrot needs a mirror.
Y quizá le dijeron, tal vez necesita un espejo.
Parrots talk more if they see themselves.
Estos pájaros hablan más cuando se ven a sí mismos.
So she bought a mirror.
Así que compró un espejo.
She put it in the cage that she had just bought for the parrot.
Lo puso en la jaula que compró para el perico.
But the parrot said nothing.
Pero no dijo nada.
She went back.
Volvió.
And the pet store owner said, well, maybe you need to buy a little ladder to put inside the cage.
Quizá tenga que comprarle una escalera.
If he could climb on that little ladder up and down sometimes, he'll start talking.
Quizá cuando suba y baje las escaleras, quizá diga algo.
Still tampoco, the parrot didn't talk.
Tampoco habló.
The next day she went back.
Y volvió a la tienda otra vez la mujer.
And she said, he's still not talking.
Diciendo que todavía no habla.
The store owner said, maybe he needs a little bell that if he rings it, it'll get him excited and he'll start talking.
Y le dijeron que tal vez tendría que comprar un juguete y de esa manera tal vez hable.
she got a little bell. This went on and on every time she went to the store.
Y así fue continuando y volviendo a la tienda.
About 2 weeks later, she went back to the store.
Y dos semanas después regresó otra vez a la tienda.
And she said, "My bird died."
Y dijo, "Mi pájaro murió."
The pet store owner said,
Y el de la tienda le dijo,
"Did he say anything?"
Pero dijo algo.
Even in his death?
Incluso en su lecho de muerte.
And the lady said, "Yes."
Y la mujer dijo que sí.
Right before he died, he looked at me.
Justo antes de morir, me miró.
And he said,
me dijo,
"Don't they sell bird seeds at that store? Don't they sell bird feed at that store?"
¿No venden comida de pájaro en la tienda?
I want to say it's not what you say that keeps life strong.
No es lo que dice, no es lo que tú dices lo que mantiene la vida fuerte.
It's what you feed on.
Es lo que te alimentas.
Amen. You can buy mirrors.
Puedes comprar espejos.
A pretty cage.
Una caja muy bonita.
A ladder.
Una escalera.
A bell.
Una
you can have all these
campana,
different things.
O todas esas cosas.
But if you don't have something you're feeding on,
pero no, si no tienes algo con qué alimentarte, te morirás.
What are you feeding on?
¿Con qué te estás
you
alimentando?
Can have a cell phone.
Puedes tener un teléfono.
You can have Facebook.
Puedes tener Facebook.
Instagram.
Instagram.
TikTok. You can have all the different things of life.
Todas esas cosas diferentes en la vida.
If you're not feeding on the book of life.
Pero si no te estás alimentando del libro de la vida.
If you're not getting something for your soul.
Si no estás
if you're not praying to God.
No estás orando a Dios.
Your life is going to die because you're empty.
Tu alma se va a morir, tu vida se va a morir porque no
tonight, God wants a people that would declare.
Esta noche quiero que
I refuse to die on empty. I refuse to die weak.
Me rehúso a morir débil y vacío.
I refuse to die without God.
Me rehúso a morir sin Dios.
When I have a mighty God who's never failed me.
Cuando tengo un Dios poderoso que nunca me ha fallado.
I have a God that's never forsaken me.
Un Dios que nunca me ha olvidado.
I have a God who will never lose.
Que un Dios que nunca ha perdido.
My God will never make me a loser.
Y Dios nunca me va a hacer a mí
perdedor. I have a God who's not just a king but the King of Kings.
No solamente tenemos un rey, sino el rey de reyes.
I have a God who's not just a Lord but the Lord of Lords.
No solamente es el Señor, sino el Señor.
I make a declaration for me and my house.
Yo voy a hacer una declaración para mí y mi casa.
We're going to serve the Lord.
Vamos a servir al Señor.
God, I'm going to serve you.
Dios, te voy a
God,
servir.
I'm going to follow you.
Dios, te voy a
I'm
seguir.
Not going to bow.
No,
I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to turn around.
No me voy a ir y no me voy a rendir.
Let's stand and give the Lord a hand of praise tonight.
Dele la alabanza al Señor.
I need somebody to shout it tonight. Come on, you want to shout it. I'm
going to
live for you. I'm going to be for you.
Voy a estar por ti, Jesús. No te voy a abandonar.
Woo. An empty world.
Un mundo vacío.
That is searching for what we've got.
Que busca lo que tenemos.
Reach. There's some people don't want it. They want to bail out real quickly. They want to run away. This is the most important time of the service right now. Because God's ready to fill somebody with the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Porque ahora el Señor va a llenar con el Espíritu Santo.
Empty people.
Gente vacía.
Need something to fill them.
Necesitan llenarse con algo.
Something to give them eternal life deep inside.
Algo que le dé la vida eterna dentro de ellos.
And how tragic.
Y qué trágico.
When the people of God who knows God,
cuando la gente de Dios que conoce a Dios,
at the most important part of the service,
en la parte más importante
they stand around like,
se sientan como,
not knowing what to do,
como sin saber qué hacer.
Do you remember when you came to the altar, Brother Zach?
¿Sabes por qué viniste al altar,
if you would duplicate what happened that day when you received the Holy Ghost.
Si haces lo que tienes que hacer para recibir
what's happening around you?
¿Qué pasaba alrededor tuyo?
How many of you are first generationers? You remember the day you received the Holy Ghost?
¿Se acuerda cuando recibieron
el Espíritu Santo? You had people around you worshiping the Lord.
Tenías a gente
and worshiping God.
A Dios.
And making a declaration, God, you're my God. You can, Lord. You can fill them with the Holy. You can fill her with the gift
si
of life. You can breathe in her, Lord. You did it for me. You can do it for them.
Si pudiste hacerlo con ellos, lo puedes hacer conmigo.
Because this is this.
Porque esto es.
Life is not a video game.
La vida no es un videojuego.
When you play a video game,
cuando juegas un videojuego,
when you lose,
cuando pierdes,
you just restart and get another man or another player.
Sino que reinicias y vuelves a empezar de nuevo.
But when you die without God,
pero si cuando te mueres sin Dios,
it's over.
Se acabó.
And let's get where the rubber meets the road tonight.
Y hablemos las cosas claras.
Most people tell you all it takes to get to heaven is just being good.
Y lo que la gente dice que solamente
good people go to hell.
Bueno para ir al cielo, pero lamentablemente buenas personas se van al cielo.
I'm going to say it again, flat-footed, right before you, and tell you good people go to hell.
La buena persona lamentablemente se van al infierno.
Being good is not good enough.
Ser bueno no es suficiente.
And some people say going to church gets you to heaven.
Y algunos dicen que ir al cielo te llevará al ir a la iglesia te llevará al cielo.
You have to put this in good English. Going to church don't make you a Christian.
Ir a la iglesia no solamente te hace cristiano.
Like going to Taco Bell won't make you a taco.
Y no solamente como ir a Taco Bell te va a hacer un taco.
You got to get the God of the house.
Tienes que tener al Dios de la casa.
You got to get Jesus in the inside of you.
Tienes que tener a Dios dentro de ti.
You got to have the power of the Holy Ghost.
Tienes que tener el poder del Espíritu Santo.
You got to let God come on in your life.
Tienes que dejar que Dios entre a tu vida.
Because if you don't have the Spirit of God living in you,
porque si no tienes el Espíritu de Dios viviendo dentro de ti,
you're not going to heaven.
No te vas a ir al cielo.
You need to repent of your sin first of all.
Tienes que arrepentirte de tus pecados primero que todo.
If you don't turn to God,
si no te vas con Dios,
and make a declaration, God, I need you.
Y das una declaración diciendo, Dios, te necesito.
Then all you have is just a religion.
Solamente tendrás una religión.
An empty declaration.
Una declaración vacía.
And you'll die lost.
Y te morirás solo.
Jesus said, "You got to turn to me by repentance."
Sino que Jesús dijo,
you
got to
ask God to forgive you of your sins.
Él te va a perdonar.
You got to leave the sin behind you and say, "God."
Tienes que dejar el pecado atrás de ti.
I don't want it anymore.
Y decir, Dios, ya no quiero más este pecado.
You got to lay that crack pipe on the altar.
Tienes que dejar esa tubería rota aquí en el altar.
You got to leave that vape on that altar.
Tienes que dejar todo aquí en el altar.
And a lot of people are good at learning to leave things on the altar.
Muchas personas han aprendido a dejar
todo aquí en el altar. But the real
thing is this. Pero lo
you got to give and lay you on the altar.
Tienes que dejarte a ti mismo aquí en el altar.
The problem has been people want to lay things on the altar.
Y la verdad es que hay gente que deja cosas en el altar.
And never lay themselves on the altar.
Pero no dejan sus
what
vidas
mean,
en el altar.
Pastor? If you don't give yourself, you could give everything else.
Si no te das a ti mismo,
puedes
dar todo lo demás.
But God don't have you.
Y Dios no puede tenerte si no te das a ti mismo.
God has nothing to work with. Hallelujah. The Lord is in this house right now. Amen. Would you reach to pray with somebody near you right now?
Con alguien alrededor suyo.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the power of the Holy Ghost is in this place right now. I want you to pray with that person right now. God, would you fill them with your spirit? God, would you let the rivers of living waters begin to flow right now? God, would you let your mercy right now bridge the gap to that empty soul? Hallelujah. Won't you get somebody by the hand and bring them right to the front right now? Amen. The Holy Ghost is here. Come on, I don't care how impossible it seems. The God God of heaven wants to meet you tonight. Amen. Would you come and help me pray with somebody? Amen. Come on, don't hold back. Amen. God is looking for somebody to make a declaration tonight. God, you did it for me. You could do it for them. You could do it tonight for them. Hallelujah. Come on, let the sweet Spirit of God flow to you right now. Come on, God's here tonight to heal. He's here to fill your cup.
Está aquí para llenar tu copa.
Go ahead, saints of God, start making a declaration around this front.
Vamos, Santo de Dios.
Come on, start making a declaration right now. The Holy Ghost is here. Come on, declare the glory of the Lord. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. For me and my house, we're going to make it. I'm not going to be a loser.
Yo no quiero ser un perdedor porque yo en mi casa vamos a servir al Señor.
Sister Crosswhite, go ahead and begin to sing. Come on, church, I need a worshipers to arise. I need prayer warriors to arise. The Spirit of God is here tonight.
Que Dios sigue estando aquí en esta noche.
Come on, let the Holy Ghost right here tonight. Let it fill hearts.
I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I am drawing a line in the sand. I'll not be ashamed. Of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision. I have staked my claim. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I won't be ashamed of the world behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God, drawn a line in the sand. I won't be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I'm not ashamed of the gospel or his name. Jesus Christ, no way, we are not ashamed of the gospel or his name. Holy hands are lifted high to the name of Jesus Christ. No way, we are not ashamed of the gospel or its name. Holy hands lifted high to the name of Jesus Christ. No way, we are not ashamed of the gospel or his name. Holy hands are lifted high to the name of Jesus Christ. No way, we are not ashamed of the gospel or his name. Jesus Christ, no way, we are not ashamed of the gospel or its name. Holy hands are lifted high to the name of Jesus Christ. No way, I'm not ashamed. It's your power, Lord. It's your mercy. It's about you, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Says, give in, just hold. that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offers victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victory without fighting, but he said help would always, always be on time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. The valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, he will take you through the fire again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, take you through the fire again. Remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, he will take you through the fire again. He never promised that the cross would not be heavy, the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victory without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the will show up. Take you through the fire again.
Hallelujah. I want to just ask tonight, don't be ashamed, okay? But if you need victory in your spirit right now, if you need victory in your spirit, I want you to come. Hallelujah. We declare the glory of the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Vamos a declarar victoria esta noche. Y si necesita una victoria, venga aquí adelante ahora mismo.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Riley needs victory right now. I want you to pray right now. Lift your hands and stretch it this way.
Quiero que levantes sus manos a este lugar, porque ella necesita una victoria.
Saint of God, let's place a let's celebrate the glory of the Holy Ghost.
The cross would not get heavy.
I need somebody to celebrate. Oh, somebody ought to put your foot in front of the other and begin to dance with the Lord tonight. Somebody needs to dance with God. Hallelujah. Come on, God's looking for somebody to dance with Him.
Always come in time.
Come on, dance with the Holy Partner of heaven, earth, and sea.
When you're standing,
God, you never left me. David on that field picked up the head of Goliath. Victory happened in the camp.
Hold on.
Be filled with the glory of the Lord.
And He will take you through fire again. Remember when you're standing in the valley of decision. The adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victory without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just our Lord will show up, and He'll take you through the fire again. Remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up.
I shared this morning with the church that was here in the sanctuary that I recently had a dream. And that dream, it was the congregation right here, these you. And I recognized some of your faces in that dream.
Tuve un sueño con la congregación y reconocí sus caras.
And I even mentioned this morning, even my mom.
Incluso mencioné esta mañana, incluso mi mamá.
I've seen the Holy Ghost move where we had a service where it's thump, 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 jump, 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 shout, shout.
¿Y viste cómo el Espíritu Santo se mueve incluso cuando saltamos?
When people danced.
Cuando la gente baila.
In that dream.
En ese sueño.
I seen people.
Vi a gente.
They were dancing in a different manner.
Que bailaban y
they were dancing.
De una manera diferente.
It's like they were slow dancing with a partner.
Era como
all
una danza
in this building. And some were just spinning round and round.
Mientras giraban y giraban.
I've seen that happen before.
Y lo he visto antes.
In my life.
En mi vida.
But to see it in a dream.
Porque en el sueño.
That tells me if God permitted me to dream it,
si Dios
God wants to give it.
Si Dios me permitió soñarlo, es porque Dios quiere hacerlo.
And I declare it in the name
lo declaro
of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
God set our feet to dancing. Set our heart to rejoice, my God.
Ayúdanos a
rejoicarnos en la danza. Rejoice, Zion. Rejoice, people of God. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Great is the Lord.
Grande es el Señor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I wish that somebody just, poor little Riley's been up here dancing. Amen. I wish somebody else just to get, amen, come on, get on the dance floor with Jesus tonight. Amen. Somebody just need to get lost in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This would be a good service tonight to cart people out full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God's ready. I'm telling you, the rain is falling. The Holy Ghost is here tonight.
El Espíritu Santo está aquí ahora mismo.
Make your declaration tonight. Make your declaration tonight. Come on, brother, make your declaration tonight. Sister, make your declaration tonight.
My eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? What my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all that I will do. the Lord. I'll stand and worship you. I can only imagine. What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all that I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, imagine.